So we have been hearing about the vision of the pure devotee in the last verse, yesterday, and also today. So I would like to expand. Yesterday we heard a wonderful class on how to see, how the pure devotee sees the Lord, how we can see the Lord. And I'd like to expand on that today a little bit, giving some references from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so now the recording is on, so I will announce the verse again. This is for the live stream.
Yeah.
Okay. So the verse is Canto 3, Chapter 27, Verse 11. For those who have come late to the TV program. I'll read the verse again. A liberated soul realizes the absolute personality of Godhead, who is transcendental and who is manifest as a reflection even in the false ego. He is the support of the material cause and enters into everything. He is absolute one without a second, and he is the eyes of the illusory energy. The pure devotee can see the Lord everywhere. But the interesting thing is that although Krishna is everywhere, he's in every atom. He's in the trees, he's in the floor, he's in the seat, Prabhupada said. That we are not sitting on the floor, we are sitting on Krishna. He's in the tree, the pure devotee sees the tree, he doesn't see. He sees the outward external energy, and at the same time he sees the soul and he sees the super soul within. So there is a mystery in Bhakti Yoga. Non-devotees, they see that Krishna is a myth, but actually it's a mystery to them. Even us, we can't see Krishna in the atom. Very difficult. We can't even see the atom. And if we did see the atom, you know, it would be hard to see Krishna too. And we can't see Krishna everywhere, but this is the vision of the pure devotee. How does the pure devotee get this? And what is the vision of a pure devotee? I mean, how is he seeing? Prabhupada describes this in Bhagavatam. Well, first of all, the mystery of Bhakti Yoga is love of Godhead. In the material world, they don't have a clue that we have a relationship with Krishna and love. Even in the New Age philosophies, it's all impersonal, and everyone has to do it on their own. They don't get the mercy. We're lucky we get mercy from Krishna the whole way, even at the beginning. We get mercy, we pray for mercy, and we get it. And so, the qualification for knowing the mystery of Krishna, Prabhupada says, you follow the regular principles, the devotional service, vidhi bhakti, and you can practice it even if you're a neophyte with your present senses. Oh, isn't that wonderful? There is great hope for us that we can also get this vision one day. And Prabhupada told us, finish in this life. Don't take another birth. So we were hoping, when we first joined, I asked them when I joined this movement, I said, so what is your process? Because I was trying many, many gurus. It was Boston in 1970, and I went guru shopping. There were many gurus, and I was trying one after the other. The first one told me, you take this mantra, and after 6 months, you can become God. I tried, but I didn't succeed. Or at least liberation, I didn't even get liberation. And devotees, so I said, okay, what's your process? And what can I hope to get if I follow this process? They said, yes, we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, and we dance, and we eat. I said, okay, I'll try. And so I tried. And they said, I said, so if I do this, what can I expect to achieve? And they said, you will see God face to face. I said, yes. I couldn't become God. I realized, I want to see God face to face. And I thought, okay, maybe 2-3 years practice, I'll be able to see God. But actually, yes, we are every day seeing God when we come here. There is a curtain of Maya which covers our senses. But when the curtain's open, can we see? Yes, there is Krishna. There he is. We chant the holy name. So there's, what is the mystery? The mystery is transcendental love of Godhead. So Prabhupada said in the purport of Bhagavatam 2.9.36 that one who is surcharged with such love can without difficulty see the Lord in every atom and every movable and immovable object. And at the same time, he can see the Lord in Goloka with his pastimes. So isn't that something? It's like he can see everything here. He can see Krishna in every atom. And he can see him in every object. And at the same time in Goloka Vrindavan. So as Prabhupada quoted the verse yesterday, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanina Sanda Sadaiva Vilayesha Yiloka Yanti Yam Shyam Sundaram Achinti Gurasa Rupama Govindam Adarushan Tamalam Bhajami. So we may wonder, who is in every atom? For the non-devotees, it's Vishnu. But for us, it's Govinda. Prabhupada said, Govinda is in every atom. Govinda. Isn't that nice? Govinda Mari Purushat Tamaham. He is the creator, he's the cause, and he's also within every atom. So he may not be visible to the dry speculators, Prabhupada says, 2936 purport, but the mystery is unfolded before the eyes of the pure devotees. So this vision is purified by devotional service, Prabhupada says. So and Prabhupada said there's a television in the heart of the pure devotee. And we also have a television in our heart. Right now it's broadcasting the mundane news, perhaps. Hopefully not. Hopefully we're tuned into Krishna's channel. You can get all the channels now on the internet. Mayapur, even if it doesn't matter what time of day, you can go to Mangalarti on the internet. But there is also a television in our heart. And there are different channels. There's the Goloka Vrindavan channel. There's the Ayodhya channel for Ram Bhaktas. There is the Dwarka channel for those who like opulence. There is the Vaikuntha channel. And you can tune in. But the problem is, Prabhupada said when he was lecturing on this verse, 2936, that problem is that our TV is broken. So, there are three repairmen, Prabhupada said, for the TV. Who can repair our TV? Can anyone guess which one of those three? And they kind of go together. We have three repairmen. I'll tell you. Yes? Guru, very good, you got one. Guru is a repairman. Who else? Yeah? Sadhu Shastra, very good. Guru, Sadhu Shastra, the other repairman for our TV in our heart. So when we get our heart repaired by Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and by chanting, by following their instructions to chant the holy name, then our TV, we can tune in to the Goloka channel 24 hours a day. But we'll still be in this world. We can see Krishna, Govinda in every atom and in every movable and immovable object. So there is a beautiful verse by Chitraketu in the sixth canto, that is six. Canto 6. Yeah, Canto 6, chapter 16, verse 51. I do have it. Yes. Beautiful verse about the Lord. Aham sarvani bhutani, that all living entities, moving and not moving, are my expansions and are separated from me. Bhutatva bhuta bhavana, and also I'm heart, I'm the atma in everyone's heart. Shabda brahma, param brahma, mamove, sat pati tanu. And I am manifest externally in two forms, as the deity and as the holy name. So that's how we can see Krishna in this world. We can see Krishna as a deity, and we can see Krishna in the form of the holy name. And so, how do we do that? Of course, by performing devotional service. Srila Prabhupada explained in a lecture on the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, the devotee is never lost to me, and he sees me everywhere and everything in me, I'm never lost to him, he's never lost to me. Prabhupada explained what that means is that everything the devotee sees is connected to Krishna. So He gave the analogy of a mother. Everything she sees is connected to her child that she loves so much. And sometimes she'll see the shoes, and she will love the shoes. I mean, it's not the shoes, it's the child. So the devotee will see something in this world and he'll love it. It's not that he loves the thing, but he loves, he sees Krishna there, and he wants to give his love. So who is qualified to see Krishna Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satata Yuktanam, Pachitam Pritipurvakam, Tadami Guryogantam, Iramam, Yantite. That one who is constantly devoted, Pritipurvakam, who has love for me, I give him the intelligence by which he can come to me. So Chichaketu Maharaj, how did he get to darshan? First he was instructed by his gurus, Narada and Angira. Then he followed their instructions. He chanted the mantra and he came to the stage of darshan, of seeing the Supreme Lord face to face. So Srila Prabhupada, in one purport, in, I believe in the beginning of the third canto, he said, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he associates with the Lord by Vani or Vahu. This is the secret of success in seeing the Lord. Instead of being eager to see him in some bush or Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he'll see the Lord without difficulty. So, we live in Vrindavan, and there are many people who think they're trying to see Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. I mean, that's okay, it's good. I mean, it's nice if you want to see Krishna everywhere. But at the same time, they break the regular principles. So it's not good. They're not going to see anything. In fact, I could tell a lot of stories about that. There was one congregational member lady who was visiting Vrindavan, staying in a guest house. And the guest house in charge was a sannyasi. And somehow or other, they got into a relationship, she and the sannyasi. And she knew a bit about Krishna consciousness, and she said to the sannyasi, this is not good. We should get married. We should not just have an illicit sex life. Sannyasi said, oh, I'm a sannyasi, I cannot get married. This is going on. Anyway, you have to be very careful who you associate with when you go to Vrindavan. Very, very careful. So, they see Krishna in relationship to their, so they think they're Krishna. She's an impersonal sannyasi. I'm Krishna, you're the gopis, let's enjoy. So no, that is not how to see Krishna. That is not a good way. And so, I'll discuss more about Krishna in the form of Paramatma or Super Soul tomorrow. But for today, we can also discuss a little bit why we can't see Krishna, what's covering us. Kunti, in her prayers, number 19, can't remember the Sanskrit right now, but she says that, Maya Jamini Kachanam, that we are covered by the curtain of Maya. That's why we can't see. Maya Jamini Kachanam, Agyat Bhoksajan, Agyam. Agyat, we are ignorant. Agyat, and Bhoksajan? And you are Bhoksajan, you're beyond our senses, so how can we see? Agyat Bhoksajan, Agyam, and you are invisible. We cannot see you. You are all pervading, but we can't see you. And so, and you're hiding from us. This material world, the Lord is hiding, he's covered. We cannot pick him up here. Very difficult to see Krishna here. And so, but the pure devotee, he can reveal Krishna. Prabhupada, one time he was lecturing, and there was one hippie who came to the class, and he thought he was God, and he was wearing a huge cloak with suns and moons and stars, which he thought were under his control. And he came and he stared at Prabhupada, the whole class. He was glaring at Prabhupada. And so finally he asked Prabhupada a question. Can you see God? Prabhupada said, no, because you are in the way. That is, our false ego gets in the way. We can't see. You know, if only the false ego would cooperate, I mean, become real ego, if we could get rid of the false ego. And so we have to accept Krishna humbly, his words in Bhagavad Gita, and then we can get instruction, like Chituketa got. So, this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Tisham Satate Guttanam, Prabhupada said, he quotes this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, this is awakening of divine consciousness. And this keeps us always enthralled. We want to know more. We want to always have a relationship when we have this consciousness. And we're still waiting to see Krishna like this. Prabhupada said that actually you will see Krishna just like we are sitting here together, face to face, and you'll talk with him. Actually, if you chant the holy name nicely, then you can also, Krishna will talk with you. Generally, when Prabhupada talks about chanting, the mood of chanting Hare Krishna, he says, we should chant, we should cry, and we should chant like a child crying for its mother. Now, so what happens when we chant like that, like a child crying for its mother? So Srila Prabhupada said, if you chant very attentively and you chant very nicely, the day will come when Krishna will come to you. And when we are chanting, actually, also we should think, please accept me. Please accept me, Krishna. Cry like a child for mother and say, please accept me. And so if you chant like that, the day will come when Krishna will come to you and he will say, please accept me. Please accept me. Problem is, we chant. He comes sometimes. He may come, but we are busy somewhere else. We don't get it. We don't make the connection. If we make the connection, then our life will change. We'll transform. We'll be happy. And so, the awakening of consciousness. Prabhupada says, "Who gets this awakening? It's awarded only to those convinced." An emotional service about the transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead. So that means from Bhagavad Gita, it sounds like a verse, Janma Karma, Jamedyam, Devam Yovita Tantataha, Takta Deham Punarjama Naiti Mahiti Sarjana. That if anyone knows, understands the transcendental nature of my appearance, my Janma, and my activities, then after leaving this body, he will not come back to this world. He will come to me. So this is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. One who understands my birth and activities, he will come to me. And then Prabhupada also talks, it's not like when you get this awakening, you just sit at home and you're, oh, I'm happy, I got it. Yes, I'm in samadhi. No. Such pure devotees, always merged in knowledge of Krishna, absorbed in Krishna consciousness, exchange thoughts and realizations as great scientists exchange their views and discuss the results of their research in scientific academies. This is from the purport of Adi 149. Such exchanges of thoughts in regard to Krishna give pleasure to the Lord, who therefore favors such devotees with all enlightenment. Krishna likes it when we talk about him. He likes it. Then he comes, and that's what he says. I am not in the hearts of the yogis. I am not in Vaikuntha. I am where my devotees are chanting my glories. And so when we chant, Krishna is there. He comes. You're called. Who's calling me? Yes. And Draupadi, he says in Nectar Devotion, Draupadi has put me in debt. There's a quality of Krishna called grateful. He's so grateful. Now Draupadi, she said, hey Govinda, that has put me in her debt. I'm indebted to her. So later on, Prabhupada says, if we chant the holy name, Krishna is indebted to us. Just by chanting. And so Shabda Brahma, two forms of Krishna, Shabda Brahma and Param Brahma, the holy name and the deity, are manifest before our eyes, before our ears. And of course, the Harinam is more merciful. There's another verse in Bhagavatam, chapter 3, chapter 5. verse 11, also verse 5. Verse 11, verse 5 tells that you can smell the lotus feet of Krishna through your ears. Did anybody ever smell Krishna through your ears? Yes. The ears are a spiritual sense when we're practicing devotional service. They're interchangeable. And verse 11, 3511 says you can see Krishna through your ears. So you can smell Krishna through your ears. What is Krishna? What do you think his lotus feet smell like? If we were to smell him through your ears, it would smell like musk, aguru, sandalwood, tulsi, so many things. So the day will come and we will smell Krishna through our ears. And we will see Krishna through our ears too. That's how he comes. He comes through the ears. I was at a retreat recently in Govardhan with His Holiness Satchidananda Swami. He was talking about how to chant the holy name. And he gave us tips on the body, he gave us tips on the mind, bring it back. And he said there's three things when you chant: the body, the mind, and the heart. And he gave us tips on the heart. He said just like when we eat something, and we put it in our mouth and it goes down to our stomach. So when we chant the holy name, we drink it through our ears. You can also drink through the ears. You can drink, you can smell, you can see, and you can hear. And so you drink through the ears and it goes down to the heart. So that's how we can chant the holy name. He gave us those tips. So the holy name is more merciful. There's no hard and fast rules. We can chant anytime, anywhere. It's free. Anyone can chant. And we can see Krishna through sound. Now Prabhupada instructs us in the early cantos of Bhagavatam, I think it's 1.3.44. Simple hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. You have to be attentive. Nivishta, Sutta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. So we're drinking the juice today of Srimad Bhagavatam through our ears. Did you know it's juice? In the third verse, it is described that it's a fruit. It's it's the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. But when Shukadev, it's touched by his lips, it becomes juice. We can drink it. Fruits might be a little hard, but juice is easy. That's why I have juice for breakfast. The fruits are hard for me to chew. So I made juice. So Bhagavatam has been chewed by Shukadev Goswami and further chewed by Srila Prabhupada. So we have his purports. So it's really, really fine juice. We can digest it very easily. So Prabhupada said, that is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. Once you hear with rapt attention from the real person, then you can at once realize the presence of Krishna in every page. Krishna's in every page of Bhagavatam. And some say Radha's in every page of Bhagavatam too. She's hidden. Some of the verses kind of bring her out when Prabhupada talks about the eternal potency, the Lord appears. That's Radharani. When there's a verse which talks about rasa, and Radharani is there. So Prabhupada said the secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. Okay, here's the qualification. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Whew. So that's a big job there. And then Prabhupada gives us a concession here. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. So it's described that Paramatma, I'll talk a little bit about Paramatma and much more the next class after tomorrow, where it's about more about Paramatma. So just like fire and wood, Paramatma is described, just like this wood here, it's full of fire, but right now it's dormant. And it's good it's dormant, otherwise we'd be in trouble. Fire here, it's dormant. And fire maybe other places. So the super soul is in the same way, it's dormant in the heart. And so how do we bring out the fire from this? By another fire. So how do we bring out the super soul in the heart, Bhakti Pure Devotee, who is like fire? Krishna is like fire, Brahman, Pure Devotee is Brahman. He's the same nature. And so just like, I will talk about it today also, how Krishna is the chariot driver of all of us, actually. Ishvara sarvbhutanam videsharjana tishati ramayana sarvbhutani yantaradhani maya, that I am seated, the soul, the living entity is seated on the chariot, or the body, and the Lord is the driver. He's driving us here and there. Only the pure devotee can bring him out. He's all of our chariot driver, but Arjuna could manifest him as the chariot driver, because Arjuna was a friend and a devotee. And that's why Krishna spoke even to him. So, Krishna has come. He's the holy name is not different from Krishna. Again, I would like to borrow a story from His Holiness Satchidananda Swami. It shows how we fail to understand that Krishna and His names are not different. One time there was a beggar, a poor man. He went to the king and he asked the king, "I never saw gold. I would like to see what gold looks like." The king said, "Okay, climb up these stairs that leads to my treasury, open the last door, and you will see gold." So the beggar climbed the stairs, opened the door, and he saw a room filled with gold. And then he turned around and looked back, and he realized the stairs he had climbed were also made of gold. But he didn't know what gold looked like, so he didn't recognize it. So our way to attain Krishna, chanting the holy name, is already Krishna. It's gold that we don't know, we're touching. Like Prabhuji said yesterday, when we chant our rounds, we're buying a ticket on the Vaikuntha airplane to go to Vaikuntha when we're going to chant our japa in the morning. I was thinking about that. It's really nice to think that way when you chant your japa. So that's the way to get Krishna. And once we start on the path, then Krishna gradually reveals himself through his holy name. And this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. So, yes, Prabhupada gave one interesting lecture on Bhagavatam 1.16.3 about seeing Krishna. He said that, you know, we can see Krishna. People say, you see, these rascals say, "Can you show me God?" "And you show me God?" He said, "These rascals say that." don't ask that question. Or else Prabhupada will say, "You're a rascal." He used that word often. And so, what power do you have to see? He said, "He's everywhere. He's in the atom. You're so hum, he's in the water. You taste the water, he's there." And so, Prabhupada said, "We have got so many senses, so you begin with your tongue. That's sevamokini jivado, so I am Eva Saratida," that by these material senses we cannot see God. But if we chant, we begin with the tongue, by tasting prasad and chanting Hare Krishna, then we can see God. So Prabhupada said that just like if there's some nice food, if you say, "Okay, let me see how this is," let me see means you're already seeing the food, it means let me taste. Taste good. Prabhupada said, if there's some good halava, let me see means let me taste. And actually, so he said, first of all, we have to taste Krishna. We have to taste him, and that's in the holy name. We have to taste Krishna, we have to drink Krishna through our ears and taste him with our tongue and feel him within our heart. And so Prabhupada said, yes. So first of all, taste Krishna, you can do that in your senses, but you have to practice. Have to practice. And then you will realize Krishna. And Prabhupada said, if we constantly endeavor, be anxious to see Krishna, Krishna will say, "Yes, here I am." I had an interesting realization just before I came here. I was in Vrindavan. I was chanting my japa and I was thinking, how come I'm not seeing Goloka? How come I'm not seeing the pastimes of Krishna? I was chanting my japa. And I got the realization that I was chanting in front of my deities. And I just kind of got this feeling, excuse me, here I am, what do we want? It's like, excuse me, I'm here, you know, Krishna's here. And then, what will we do if we go look at anybody, you know? It's what we're going to do here. We got to practice. We got to practice. Practice makes perfect. We have to have the serious attitude here. And then we'll be qualified to go to the spiritual world there. Of course, there and here, it's the same. The whole eating, all of Goloka is here. Radha, what are their names here?
Radha Vallabha.
Okay, they're here. That means Goloka is here. And we just have to have the service attitude. I was in Brahma's prayers for creation. Prabhupada said an interesting thing in the purport that our sarup, we all want our sarup, we want to know who am I in spiritual world. Our sarup is our service attitude. Very deep statement, profound statement made in the purport of Brahma's prayers. Our sarup, our constitutional position, he said, is our service attitude. Amazing. I think it was, anyway, somewhere in the 30s, I think. Anyway, it's chapter 9. His prayers are in chapter 9, so somewhere in chapter 9. That was quite a realization that, yeah, service attitude's a qualification, and that's who we are, too. That's our goal, our service attitude. And with that, because all, if whatever rasa you're going to be, you need to have that service attitude. The gopis have a service attitude, the parents, the friends, the servants, the trees, they offer their fruits, and the Jamuna River brings lotus flowers to offer to Krishna's feet. And so that's the Vrindavan attitude, that's the Vrindavan atmosphere. And so, if we want to see Krishna, we have to become servant of the servant to please Krishna, we please the devotee, we please Krishna. It's better to be servant of the servant than to be servant of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was face to face with Lord Shivadev, then he said, Lord Shivadev was, you know, what do you want? And he didn't say, how can I serve you, my Lord? He said, how can I serve Narada Muni, my Guru? How can I leave his service? I want to serve him. That's what I want to do. Please give me. And you'll see that all through Bhagavatam. When they're asked, what do you want? Oh, I want to serve the devotees. I want to be in association with devotees. When Dhruva Maharaj saw Kubera, he wanted association, service of the devotees. Let me be with the devotees. He could have had, I mean, he wanted a huge kingdom, and now Kubera was in front of him saying, okay, what do you want? No, he didn't ask for anything material. He made that mistake once already. Always went to Narayan. So he wasn't going to ask, so he asked for to be in association serving the devotees. Because if we serve the devotees, we please Krishna more, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. The devotee is more merciful than Krishna. The words of the pure devotee must become true. He must fulfill the promise of the devotee. And that is our system of parampara. That's our training. For Chaitanya, it's also the Vrindavan attitude, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Dasa Dasa. I'm Das Dasa Dasa. Okay, so we will stop here if there's any questions or comments on today's verse. We have a few minutes left until 8:30. Yes?
Malinya was born about 4 years ago.
Can you repeat that slowly? Because I also have a hearing problem.
I was born about 4 year old.
Oh, you have a 4-year-old daughter. I got it.
And one day she was asking me, like, we were talking, and I said, there is Krishna, let's go and see the Krishna. And she was saying, I said, there is Radha Vallabha there, and let's go and see. And then, out of conversation, she asked me, like, oh, is it really there? Like, is he, like, really Krishna has come there?
Yes.
So I can see his her question that she's asking whether mm-hmm. Krishna in the temple is real or
yeah.
It's a statue.
Okay, is Krishna the question? Is Krishna in the temple real or statue?
Yeah, and I was telling according to my knowledge, but I can see she was not getting convinced.
Okay, she was not convinced by your explanation. So I'll tell you what Burijan did. He had a Muslim lady who was aspiring to be his disciple, and she said, you know, I can accept everything, but I have a real problem with the form of the Lord. In our religion, it's very difficult to accept. So Burijan told her, okay, you go in front, of the deity, and you tell him, you know, it's very hard for me to accept that you're really here, please show me. So she went to the deity, she came back after 45 minutes, she said, yes, he's there. So you can tell your daughter, go in front of the deity and tell him. Ask him to show how he's there. Experience is better than, like, in theory. Yeah, the knowledge is there, but when you experience it, oh yes, okay. That was Bhrijan's solution to the problem, so I'd like to repeat that. Any other questions? Yes?
How you mentioned we need to have the service attitude towards Krishna.
Yeah.
And a person like me, I cannot serve someone if I do not have emotions. Like, you know, if I don't have feelings for someone. Without any greed, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you serve your body.
Emotions. And so obviously, you don't see Krishna, you don't see, you know, ever say.
So, how do you serve without greed and also with emotions? So, you have to follow the process of Bhakti Yoga, chant the holy name. The name will reveal everything and will purify you. You get purified when you do service. You have to take up the practice. And after, because the love is already there in your heart, the emotions are there in your heart, but there's so much garbage covering it, so we chant the holy name, we move the garbage, and the emotions come. But you will have to be willing to do it before the emotions come. But the emotions may come. Would you like to add something to that, Prabhu?
Okay.
Sankarshan.
We have the pure love of God is already there within our hearts. And if we engage in the process of serving Krishna according to the guidance of the Acharyas, then that pure love of God which is in the heart becomes stimulated and becomes awakened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes?
So you mentioned how there are so many bogus gurus in Vrindavan who sannyasis there.
Yes.
But I have also heard, unless you have mercy of the other Rani, you can really visit Vrindavan. So how does
unless you have the mercy of Radharani, you cannot visit Vrindavan. That's true, because so many people visit Vrindavan without the mercy of Radharani. And they are not visiting Vrindavan. They are seeing sewage in the streets. They are not seeing Vrindavan. They are seeing the covering of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is covered from the non-devotees. They don't have the mercy. In fact, somebody who was, I was just in Sydney, she took a group of non-devotees to Vrindavan for Kartik. And some of them freaked out and said, why did you bring us here? There's so much poverty, there's so much dirt. They did not see Vrindavan. Whereas others who were in with the devotional attitude, they could see the good. They could see the deities are beautiful, the people are so devotional. And so, yeah, it's a matter of you need the mercy of the spiritual master to see Vrindavan. The mercy of Radharani is coming through the guru. He's the representative of Radharani or Nityananda. So you need Nityananda or Radharani's mercy to see Vrindavan. You will not. And visit. They did not visit Vrindavan. They did not. They could not. So if you visit Vrindavan, when you leave, you'll feel separation, prophecies, and nectar of devotion. Any other questions? Yes.
Mataji, you have said that Krishna is also in the atom. Every atom, the Krishna.
Yes.
So if the scientists break down the atom and come to the last particle, what form of the Krishna they will see?
Okay, if Krishna is in every atom, if the scientists break down the particles, and what form of Krishna will they see? They will see the void. They will see nothing. Because you can break down the atom, but you will not see the soul, you will not see Krishna. Krishna cannot be seen from the microscope. And that's they're trying. In fact, they called something the God particle, something they saw. This is God. But it is not God. They have not seen God. You have to have eyes tinged with prema. What can they see? They can just see the covering. Again, they're not seeing Vrindavan, they're not seeing Krishna. They can see some piece of something. but it's not Krishna. That's the form. So they will just see the external energy. That's the form they will see, the universal form. Yeah. If they're fortunate, they will see the universal form of Krishna. And they won't see the whole universal form, just the time factor. The time of death, then they will see. Time of death, Krishna reveals himself to everyone. Krishna comes as death for the non-devotees. They will see. Yes, death. Something's greater than me. Huh? Any other questions or comments? Jai. All goes to Shri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.